famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. General Galen Shaw with Phil here. And today a very special show, Phil.
That's right, General. Today we're going to be featuring one that we haven't done in a long time, and it's going to be a Bob Bakian traffic marathon.
Right. Now, don't ask me why he's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to tell you, because I asked Phil for just a couple of seconds here, I completely disavow this guy. Not that I don't appreciate the show or the Bakian, you know, but this is unlistenable as far as I'm... Just like this ass singing right here.
Now that we have your opinion.
Yes, thank you. Now that you have my opinion, you'll go ahead and do it anyway, won't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we will. We're also going to roll some commercials from Milwaukee Lion Games and a couple of commercials we've got from the regular podcast. Why are we doing this? I'll tell you why. We've had a lot of requests for Bob Bakian. But we were only able to get about, I don't know how many, we were only able to get a limited number of Bob Bakian traffic reports dubbed off and edited into the show, so we're going to fill it out with some commercials.
And why are you doing that?
Because, quite frankly, I have a dinner date tonight, and...
You're running late.
I'm always running late for these things. I'm always running late for them.
What are you getting pissed off for?
I'm not pissed off at anybody or anything. I'm pissed at myself, because I can't go and have dinner... On weeknights, I work at night. I work at night.
Then why are you doing this?
Because I'm a dumbass, that's why. Because like a lot of people, I go ahead...
Well, now, Phil, whoa, look at her. There's that Carrie Matherin... What's her name?
Carrie Matherin.
I mean, Catherine Hammerton.
Catherine Ham.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what about her?
I don't know, I think,
You know, General Patsy...
Patsy understands, you know, just because I'm... Jesus... like the man said, you know, it doesn't matter where you get hungry, as long as you eat at home.
Yeah. That's so old, man.
Yes, but nonetheless true.
Maybe. All right. The general is so good, too. I gave the other guys the day off, Margaret and Bud and Robert. But the general's good enough to be with me here on this Bob Bakian commercial marathon. Also, today we begin the semifinal bout number two.
Now, you know, a lot of people are still weighing in on the shock. You know, the...
It was a shock.
The shock of Pastor William Renick defeating Ted Bell in semifinal number one. Pastor Renick is now qualified for the championship bout.
And the championship bout will be netcast here on this here website podcast thing. It will be netcast live... On June 2nd at 6 o'clock Pacific, just preceding the BSP chat at philhenryshow.com. To hear that bout, make sure you get a backstage pass on the Phil Henry Show and listen to the netcast live of the Bar Fight Championship. We know thus far we have...
Pastor Renick,
yes, I'm sorry. Bar Fight number two begins today. That is between... Margaret Gray and Bob Grain. Go over to facebook.com/ Phil Henry Fans, PHANS. Phil Henry Fans, PHANS. That's facebook.com/ Phil Henry Fans and vote for your preferred fighter. Give us the reason why you think that fighter will win, and we will put you in the running for a free download from the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Now, today's program, as Phil mentioned, will be augmented by a few commercials from the old Milwaukee Lions. And we have a couple of commercials from the present-day podcast. And then we'll launch in to the Bob Bakian Marathon. Now, the reason why I say this is tough to listen to... Well, it's just... You're listening to this ass. Who understands... See, I don't know.
So thank you for that reason.
Well, everybody understands what I'm saying. You all understand what I'm saying, right?
You didn't say anything.
Yes, I did. The reason why I think Bakian's traffic is a jackball, Jesus.
See what I mean? You're just like Jesus.
They understand.
All right, so Bob Bakian, a Bob Bakian marathon today on the world famous Phil Henry Show for you all. And I hope you enjoy. Let's kick it off here, though, with, as I mentioned, some spots from our glory days, baby. Of the Milwaukee Lions.
Jack Bergen here for Bergen's Loans. Are you a great human being? without any problems, without any kind of psychiatric condition, you've never been to jail, and you pay all your bills on time, and you have letters of recommendation from the highest standing members of your community, then I want to lend money to you. We only lend money to people who are absolute solid gold guarantees. If there's any hint, any chance at all that you won't pay me my money back, then I will not lend you money. I've never been stiffed. I've never been welched on. I get all my money back all the time. Jack Bergen is my name. Bergen Loans. At Bergen Loans, Jack Bergen will only lend money to people who qualify at the very highest level of the food chain, the very highest level of evolution. No morality problems, no problems with finances, no problems with job history, no problems with the way your home looks, the way your children act, no problems at all. In fact, you can't be single, you must be married, and you must have at least three children. Bergen Loans. Bergen Loans, now located in Milwaukee. Proud to be in Milwaukee. Very, very proud to be in Milwaukee. We were chased out of Portsmouth and a few other stories that we can't really get into. Bergen Loans. Milwaukee Lions football. Brought to you by Bleederman's Crematorium. Bleederman's Crematorium, where you're boxed, bagged, packaged, crated, bow. Let's see, what else? What am I missing?
How about transportation?
Yes, and transported. All at your expense. Bleederman's Crematorium. And by
Joe Gonad Lemonade. Proud to be a sponsor again of Milwaukee Lions.
Joe Gonad Lemonade. If you make it out alive, you've never had better lemonade. But you gotta make it out alive.
And by Exorcism Bakery. The finest in cookies and cakes, candies and meringue pies, the finest in donuts and waffles. Yes, Exorcism Bakery. Everyone there is possessed by a demon.
Yahoo!
And by Slidell Homes. Yes, I'm Oscar Slidell, and yes, my son has behaved very poorly, but I think I've taught him the right and the wrong, the good and the bad, and I think we'll have a very, very good season this year with the Milwaukee Lions as...
Father, 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 haven't I told you that I want nothing more to do with you or that slut that you're now dating?
I'm sorry, I don't understand you, son. I just blew your lips off.
Ouch! Slidell Homes, underwater on Lake Michigan.
And by
Dr. Kimball Detox Centers, 1514. I think there's only one location now. All the other ones are vacant. And there may be some dead bodies in it.
And by...
That's enough for now, okay?
And by...
And by...
Ow!
And by...
Ow!
And by...
But...
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blue Cat Hour on Wang Radio. Hello, the Blue Cat. And I want to tell you, coming up every Sunday night, I'm back on Wang Radio, WANG, where all of the great Milwaukee Lion games are, and also the Blue Cat Hour. Don't miss it out.
The Blue Cat Hour, more blues than you can handle, more blues than you probably need, more blues than you've ever had when there's no music. It's the Blue Cat Hour on Wang Radio, brought to you in part by our good friends at
Bozo's Pet Pills. Hey, Bozo's Pet Pills, really big swing. My name is Eric Eager, and I want you down with the Bozo's Pet Pill. You got to do it. You got to do it now. Do boo, boo, boo. Hi, I'm Eric Eager, and I'm the owner of Bozo's Pet Pills. I'm proud to not only be sponsoring Milwaukee Lion football, but also the great Blue Cat Hour on Wang Radio. Bozo's Pet Pills, Bozo's Pet Pills, Pet Pills, don't take Dobo Pet Pill, Dobo Pet Pill hurt you. Bozo's Pet Pills, not Dobo's Pet Pills. Dobo's Pet Pills are the pet pills that you take and your eyeballs go straight out of your skull. Now, we tried to tell you that last week, and things got a little bit disjointed. Make sure you take Bozo's Pet Pills, not Dobo Pet Pill. Dobo Pet Pill I was promoting, but those Pet Pill bad for you.
Bozo's Pet Pills, we're good for you. Dobo Pet Pill bad for you. Don't take.
Barney's Roses, proud to be sponsoring another season of Milwaukee Lion football. You want to be a man? Buy your flowers at Barney's Roses.
He's choking on his own testosterone.
Barney's Roses.
Clem's New Age Barbecue. We're at 1616 South Doynton Street in downtown Milwaukee. Clem's New Age Barbecue. We make the meat that's secret. Yep, meet and greet the meat that's secret at Clem Barbecue. The best ribs you've ever had, but will we tell you what it's made out of? No, we won't. We will not betray the animal itself. The animal itself gave its life so you can have fun, so you can have a nice barbecue meal. But the animal made us swear not to tell you what it is.
What it is? Clem's Barbecue, downtown Milwaukee.
Buggerman's Gardening, a proud sponsor of Milwaukee Lions pregame.
Hi, this is Solomon Buggerman, and I am a guy that sells gardening supplies. I like to think of myself as a gardener, but I wouldn't hire me to come out and actually garden for you, because what I do is just lay on my stomach and I pretend that the bugs that I see on the sidewalk are giant monsters, and I fantasize. Then I roll over on my back and look at the sun and look at the clouds and I eat snails. Buggerman Gardening Supplies. Go there for all the supplies you need to make your garden look great. Don't bugger it. Go Buggerman. And don't hire me, Solomon Buggerman. Buggerman Gardening Supplies.
Don't bugger it. Go to Buggerman Gardening Supplies in the Elf Mall.
Buggerman, 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 Buggerman.
You're a
W-A-N-G.
Man?
W-A-N-G. Wang.
Wang.
Jungle Boogie, yeah. Jungle Boogie, yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Jack I. Gagner. Jungle Boogie Comics in downtown Milwaukee is the place for all of you greasy kids to go, look at the comic books, do all of that kind of weird play acting that you do, write stories, play them out in front of your friends with a camera. I don't know what the hell it is. As far as I'm concerned, it's as creepy as it possibly could get. But Jungle Boogie Comics has opened up. Now it will prove to be the number one comic book store in Milwaukee. And here is Greasy Ginsman to tell you more.
My name's Greasy Ginsman. I open up the comic store because I feel that Milwaukee needs a better place to go and, just whatever. To go and look at a comic book.
That's right, Jungle Boogie Comic Books in downtown Milwaukee. We need a better place to go to read meaningless, purposeless trash. Meaningless, purposeless...
Excuse me, but you're old and... Wow.
I don't get it.
No. Anyway, Jungle Boogie.
Go to Jungle Boogie Comics and go in the back where kids are play acting and acting weird. It gives me the creeps, I'll tell you that.
Well, they are a sponsor.
Yeah, they're a sponsor.
Jungle Boogie Comics. Boogie to the new beat.
Jungle Boogie Comics, 6151 Bootner. That's B-U-T-I-A-F. Bootner, Milwaukee.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hamming, and let's do it the ham way. I love to ham my way through morning shows. I've been doing it all over this country. I've run through so many different jobs, and now with the radio business almost extinct, I'm going to see if I can't just do that. I've got a loose upper bridge. See, I knew this would happen.
Jack Hamming, mornings on Wang Radio.
Wang Radio brings you some of the finest, some of the most up-to-the-minute and fantastic traffic reports that you'll ever hear. Wang Radio has been doing this for so long, no one seems to care. That's the only problem, No one really seems to care. Why is that? Well, we could say that it has to do with the fact that Wang is so absolutely perfect at what we do that people just don't pay any attention anymore. Wang is so efficient at bringing you the traffic. I'm nervous because I'm going to be taking over.
Wang Radio traffic. Even if our pilots are nervous doing the commercials, they don't get nervous once they're up in the air flying, right? Wang Radio.
We're happy to be sponsoring the Milwaukee Lions for another year. Jack Peterson Plumbing, Jack Peterson Plumbing and Jack Peterson Sugar Toys. Jack Peterson makes plumbing and we make sugar toys. When we come to your house and fix your toilet or clear out a drain, we also bring you a toy made out of sugar for your kid. You can't eat it because we spray an awful lot of epoxy and paint and things, but it is made out of sugar. And if you could eat it, it would taste good, but then you would die very painfully. Jack Peterson Plumbing. That's the thing to remember. Let's get off the death thing. Jack Peterson Plumbing and Sugar Toys. I make these sugar toys in a basement at night. I can't tell you the love that I put into those sugar toys.
Let me ask you, Jack, because you've been doing plumbing for a long time in Milwaukee, what's with the sugar toys?
It was something I saw when we would go in and do plumbing. I saw children sitting alone, latchkey kids who had called us and said they needed, for instance, a drain cleared.
So the kid's there, he's a latchkey kid, but he's calling for plumbing.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Jack Peterson Plumbing, I highly recommend it. You can't believe how fantastic Jack Peterson Plumbing can be.
W-A-N-G, Wang, Milwaukee. The Wang of Milwaukee Lacrosse.
Wang!
This is General Manager Chris Paley of W-A-N-G. I wanted to be an announcer. I can't because I
was so arrogant as a general manager, I got my balls kicked in one night in a bar fight by a morning man. I just fired. But it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to run the station right into the ground. Into the ground.
Wang Radio, Chris Paley. Excellence in broadcasting for another 61 years at when we operate, by the way, as a lamp store, not a radio station. I forgot to mention that part.
Wang Radio,
the home of Milwaukee Lion football.
Well, it wasn't too long ago we come to Milwaukee with the dream of making the jams and jellies and the preserves that we knew the people of Milwaukee would like, and we did it. Lousy speaking, Kraut Preserves and Jams and Jellies. That's the name of our company in honor of our friends and our neighbors and our families back in the old country of Germany.
Lousy Speaking, Kraut Preserves, Jams and Jellies. Memorializing all of the great people in the old country of Germany, but also paying tribute to the fine young men and women, mostly men, who fought the Germans in World War I and II. And now, here is the patriarch of Lousy Stinking Kraut Jams and Jellies, Jerry Higginmeyer.
I'm Jerry Higginmeyer, and I never did fight in the war. I was a conscientious objector, and I was thrown in prison with a bunch of Mennonites, not because I had any real conscience against the war, but because I was just scared shitless to fight one.
Yes, Lousy Stinking Kraut Jams and Jellies, yours now.
Available at Gadfly's, all around Milwaukee and in the interior sectors. My name is Melvin Jones, and I had the Homeowners Association for Northern Wilmaukee. I have had a stroke, and I have had a bad blood sugar readout. I have worked really hard to represent Northern Hilwaukee, and because of that, my stroke and other physical ailments have caused me such physical detriment. This is what I've given to you, Lil Maki. Please send me to the United States Congress this fall.
Yes, send him to the United States Congress so he's just out of the area and doesn't have to carve up the name of the...
Thank you, Hilbaki.
WANG Wang, the Wang of Milwaukee.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Wallaby, and I'll be playing midday jazz for you on Wang Radio coming up starting in October. It's going to be a brand new show. I think you're going to enjoy everything that we do. We'll be playing some of the great jazz standards. We'll be taking your requests, and we'll have some fun contests and things that you can play and stuff that'll keep you amused and keep you busy as you go about your day. So please do listen to me, Chris Wallaby, middays on
Wang. Wang Radio. Giving to Greater Milwaukee. Giving and never getting. That's what we do at Wang Radio. Last year, Wang Radio raised almost $65 billion for Milwaukee area charities. And what did we get back? Absolutely nothing. Our ratings dropped another point. The only program on Wang Radio that does any kind of business or ratings is the Milwaukee Lion football broadcasts. We literally live from one football season to the next. Won't you help? Won't you please help? Won't you please help? Please donate to
the Wang Relief Fund.
The Wang Relief Fund will help us stay in business, help us keep the transmitter on one more blessed day. Just one more day, maybe we can pull it together.
Wang,
our relief fund. We give, you don't. Hi, this is John Pardell. I'm the meteorologist for Wang Radio. You know, these brutal winter months coming up in Milwaukee, they can kick your you-know-what all the way around the block for drill. John Parnell and only John Parnell. No other meteorologist can keep you up to the date, up to the minute, to the beat, you know, to the beat of the music, whatever, and keep your head straight about this weather. If you forget what I tell you and you go out anyway, and you freeze to death in an automobile, and you have to hug your dog for warmth, think of that. You only have yourself to blame. Wang, meteorologist John Parnell, he's so brilliant, you'll only have yourself to blame. Here comes the rain again. Yeah.
Hello, this is Mother Hortense Strudelhaus. You know, we want you to come in. Our strudel's good. It's good. Take my word for it. You know, I come from the old country, but you know, I know how to do these pitches. I know how to do a pitch that's tailored for Americans. It's great. It really is.
Mother Hortense Strudelhaus. I go nowhere else but Mother Hortense Strudelhaus when I need my strudel, and God knows there are days when I need it.
We had love to have Jack Agagda in. He come in, he make us laugh. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah, Mother Hortense Strudelhaus. Hey, I go there too.
How you doing, Brett? Nice to
to see you.
Nice to see you.
What are you doing here hanging around Mother Hortense's strudel? Mother Hortense's strudel house, they're located in 5 locations. None of them are in Milwaukee. That's the funny thing about it. In fact, they're not even in Wisconsin. They're in Minnesota. But that's how far I drive all the way across the state for Mother Hortense's strudel house.
W-A-N-G Wang. Wang, the Wang of Milwaukee.
Hello, everyone. This is June Eggert, and I play the Wonderful Memories every Sunday night at midnight on Wang. Won't you journey back in time with me as we listen to some of the timeless classics? I'll take your phone calls, and we can reminisce about the wonderful days when Hollywood soundtracks ruled the roost.
I'd like to hear Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Jerry Garland, if you don't mind.
Oh, you mean Judy Garland?
No, I do know Judy's version, but I want her father's version. Jerry. That's not Jerry. Well, it sounds a little bit like Jerry.
Can you believe it? That sounds like Jerry Garland, Judy's father.
Who are you talking to?
Join me again. My name, June Eggert. I'd just like to see you and you too.
Thank you.
For our memories, Sunday nights at midnight on Wang Radio.
Join her,
June Eggert.
Sunday nights at midnight, Wang Radio's Memories. I am Christopher Paley. I hope you'll join me every morning around 8 o'clock when I give you the Wang Radio Station Editorial. We're sick and tired of the bus bench at Corley in Vermont not having a shelter on it. Who do they think they am anyway? Andy By God Jackson?
Join Chris Paley's editorials from the management's point of view Monday through Friday at 8 on Wang Morning News. With me, Gus Beasley.
Hi, everybody. Gus Beasley here. And every day, Monday through Friday, I wake you up the Wang way with all of the great hits, weather, news, information, traffic, sports, stock prices, traffic jams, flight patterns, flight paths. We'll take a look at air traffic control, see if any jets are about ready to crash into each other. What else can we talk to them about? How does it look in the war room in Washington? We have a line on every single solitary informational source that there is, and we still can't get a rating.
About Jack and Diane.
We can't buy an audience. Wang Morning News.
In the heartland.
Wang Radio, in its 63rd year, bringing you news, bringing you information, bringing you traffic, bringing you sports, and bringing you just the overall of the city of Milwaukee. But we're trying to think of something else we could bring you. Can you guess what that might be? Can you give us advice? Send it to Something Else Wang Radio Can Do, care of Wang Radio, 2121 Berderly Way, Victor Seamstrom Boulevard, Milwaukee. Again, 2121 Berderly Way, Victor Seamstrom Boulevard, Milwaukee. Once again, 2121 Berderly Way, Victor Seamstrom, Milwaukee. That's why we don't get any mail, because I can't remember the address. Wang Radio. Just send it to Wang, Milwaukee, and send us your idea of something else we can do. We do traffic, we do weather, we do sports, we do information, we do talk shows, we do music. What else can we do? What else can we possibly do to serve you, to make you feel better?
Shit.
Wang, your mind comes unglued tonight at 11.
Say, Jerry, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just getting myself an ice cream cone.
Really? You think you got time for that?
I sure do. Now that I've used Bozo's pep pills, I'm so fast, I'm lightning fast. I'm like greased lightning out of a black snake's ass. You watch.
My husband now has time for an ice cream cone after he's been popping Bozo's pep pills day and night. He moves like greased lightning through a black snake's ass.
That's right. Bozo's pep pills has helped me get everything done around here. Plus, I added that room right there. See, you can't see. It's a radio commercial.
Bozo's pep pill, helped you get everything done like grease lightning on a black snake's ass.
Hi, this is Chad Eager. Want to move like grease lightning out of a black snake's ass? Take Bozo's pep pills, not Dobo's pep pills. We've already warned you about those. If you're still taking those, your eyeballs are gone.
Bozo's pep pills, take them.
Borson's Dairy. Boy, I'll tell you, Borson's Dairy has been around the Southern California area so long that our milk is spoiled. And we say that with great pride. Jerry Borson, along with the entire Borson family, guarantees that the Borson's family and the Borson's Dairy and everything associated with the Borson's people has been around so long that the milk stinks. The milk stinks of rot. The milk stinks because it's gone bad. Borson Dairy, the milk's curdled. Borson's Dairy. It's been in Southern California for so long that the milk's curdled. It stinks. Save $5, $10, $15, $20 at Klingon's.
appliances.
Klingon appliances. With $5, $10, $15, $20, you can save money on Klingon appliances. Stoves, stovetop ranges, conversion ovens, as well as microwaves. And let's talk about those dishwashers. Klingons! Klingons has all of the great appliances for your kitchen, all of the great appliances for your garage, all the great appliances for your appliance room, all the great appliances for places where you don't even need appliances. And we're not just talking about things in the kitchen. We're not just talking about washing machines or dryers. We're talking about plastic legs, plastic arms, and even plastic eyes. Klingons! Klingons, these are appliances for you. Klingons, Klingons!
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 Klingons, downtown. Klingons, downtown Los Angeles, Glendale, Pasadena, Arcadia, Minneapolis.
Klingons!
Rick Surtain here, and it is time now for the Surtain Magic. Rick Surtain will put you into slacks, a vest, a bow tie, and a derby hat, and you'll look like $1 million, or Rick Surtain will come to your house and strip you naked, take those clothes back, re-knit them, refit them, have them back to you that day, put you back into those clothes, you'll look like $1 million, and if not, the second time around, Rick Surtain will commit suicide right there in front of you, slashing his own wrists, bleeding to death, with the words on his lips, "I'm sorry, Rick Surtain failed." Rick Surtain, the tailor for all of us.
Well, there you go.
There you go. There is just the beginning of the program today. We got a whole other thing we're going to do for you here in just a second, and that is the Bob Bakian traffic.
Rick Surtain? That's not from the Lions.
No, that is not from the Milwaukee Lions. That Rick Surtain commercial and Borson's Dairy was from our show today. Not today's show, but our current podcast. Now, we do promise that all of these commercials are going to be made available as a separate download. But we're just kind of rolling these out now as we find them, as we have them. It's a big project. I don't know. We've done...
How many of those things? They must be in the hundreds now, right?
Yeah.
And I hope you can make some money with it.
Because, you know what? It's never mind.
Oh, it's not about making money.
In terms of the download, I don't know. Why am I talking to you, man? I want to remind everybody one more time that the second semifinal bar fight is now underway over at our facebook.com/ Phil Henry Fans fan page. That's Phil Henry Fans, PHANS. And that's between Margaret Gray and Bob Green. We had an upset in the first semifinal. Ted Bell upset by Pastor William Rennick. So Pastor William Rennick is a finalist in the championship bout, which will take place on June the 2nd at 6 p.m. Pacific. Right here at PhilHenryShow.com prior to our Friday night chat. That'll be January 2nd is a Friday. So that's two weeks.
That's going to be 2 weeks. Now, we can say something real cute like there's no wagering, but ouch, that's not going to do any good.
Let's not even get into regulating the behavior of the audience. So that's as it should be. Also, the winner of the download was Russ Ariel. I don't know, what city is Russ from? Anyway, I got to find that out. Hold on. Russ is from Anchorage, Alaska. Do you love it? All right, Russ. He is the winner of the download for picking William Rennick as the winner of that bout. So get ready, folks. It's Margaret versus Bob Green, and then the championship fight, which will be netcast here at PhilHenryShow.com on June 2nd. I suggest that's going to be a BSP-only event, so I suggest that you get a backstage pass at PhilHenryShow.com. You can get one for a month. You can get one for a year. All kinds of perks, all kinds of cuties, all kinds of...
There's a few things you get in the package.
Right. So check us out at PhilHenryShow.com. All right, time now for the much-anticipated and much-requested Bob Bakian Marathon. Bob Bakian Marathon featuring the marvelous traffic, scintillating traffic rhythms of Bob Bakian.
Without further ado, I think it's important for us to...
Phil Henry Show traffic.
Yes, go out there, and I think we have Bob Bakian. Bob?
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Elcott. Bob Bakian, Bob Layton, as he's 15-3, well, south. I'll tell you what, there's a little town south, a little town brown, a little brown bound, and a little brown man. And those are both of you, you got that seal eye cat. You get that cat, my slap cap on, and I got that down there. Let's go to Skyboy.
I'm not about that, but I'm a little town south.
I think it's a disturbing tale.
All right, Michelle,
traffic. Let's go to Bob Bakian, Bob.
I'm still right here now, Ralph Howell. I got Ralph Travis.
Bob Bacon has our traffic.
Bill Hendry Show traffic.
All right, Bill, just thanks a lot, Phil. It's going to be your phone bone and your phone bone, too. I got it. Everything is fine. I have another thing coming up on the south side, going on the south side down there. Let's go to Skyboy.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I'm Skyboy. Blah, 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 blah. Now go to Sky, baby.
The Google Gaga. Google Gaga. And the Google Gaga Goo. Google, Google Gaga Google. Holy Jesus.
Think what we're going to start to do is start to get our act together.
Bill Hendry Show traffic.
Let's do it, man. Bob Bacon.
I fell out there on the Prince Freeway. I've got a leap thing, and I got to take a leap of faith right now. I'll tell you, if you got out of the house, you're going to be out of there a long time. But if you get out of the house right now, you're going to have a chance to get some fun and get some put your finger up there, too. And I want Ben Bean to the good man, and the jumping bean there is Mr. Bean and King Bean. What's about that? That's Skyboy.
I'm a free band, Bob. I got that feeling there. It's the same material you have with the one of the pantomime with the big dog deal sitting there on the stick. And the people got that fan of the household gas. Get on over to Skyway, eh? And the boy's sweet time got me.
Airplanes like they used to.
But right now, we'll hit the highways
on traffic.
And the byways with the traffic. Here is Bob Bacon. Bob?
Well, right now, the 50 freeway, I tell you, they have a sign. I got the sidewalks there. There's a pipe pin out there, Bob. I'm going to make sure that you have your clavage. And also beware of the fact that there's a Glad Bean and Mr. Jones. Let's go to the Skyboy.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
Let's go to traffic here. Bob Bacon out there.
I filed down with that dealer in that house, and there's a dealer on the hound out here on the 15th freeway. Good job on the Harbor Freeway today. Make sure you got that cat wired because they are widening it and they're narrowing it. You got a wide rough part, and you'll probably want to park that thing deep and wide up there right now. Let's go to Skyboy over the hot rod.
Hey, Bob, I got a phone from Phil there, and it looks like, yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I'm from the hill, and a hook and two. We're ready to a hook two, two. Out of the Sky Baby right now. Sky Baby, boys. Sky Baby, sweet pan.
Well, let's do Bob Bacon up there.
Show traffic.
There he is. Bob Bacon is in the traffic right now. Bob, how's it looking up there?
All right, Phil, thanks a lot. We got a 15 freeway down behind that. But what they're being, I'll tell you what, the Tambora Vats have is the chicken Tambora Vats down guy. And I got a half meal of lobster, and it's lopsided out there, too. Get out the 405 freeway today, but I'll wait. And Andre the Giant Bay, they pay in the pot front, and you can call the pot and get them back. Let's go down to Skyboy.
All right, Bob, my body says, and then Harvey Payton, and I got time. Can I talk to you about something? Now, the problem is,
no one knows better than I that he's got the traffic for us.
Traffic.
All right. Hey, Bob, what's it look like this morning?
All right, Phil, we have down in the Crumptown Trout. It's the Crumptown. Have you been out of Crumptown? You're just wondering that because right now this morning we got a Bob and we got a little man down in Conroy. And hey, Pat Conroy planned that. He grabbed it out there. Let's go to Skyboy and find out what's inside.
Hey, Bob, I got a
Bob
down there. And if I tell you what, I get on here with him. Hey, Lena. He grabbed him and Lena. We're going to stand and Marcy Collins got jump on. And he shampooed and shampooed it too. And I got Sky Baby. Boy, sweet.
My name is Boyd Sweetan, you fuck now. Yeah. Boyd Sky Baby Sweetan.
Let's go out to the traffic and find out what
it looks
like right now with Bob Bacon. Bob?
All right, so right now, the Boston Freeway has got a hail air in the Boston. You know, Haley Mills, beep, and she's down there from it. Come up here on the trellis. I got my hand out there. There's a man with a dark red, and it's a Brazil that he's wearing out there on the highway. It's going to slow up traffic at 9 o'clock tonight. He's telling us right now they're going to burp up, and somebody burped and just that left one, just dumped one on the side of the road out there, and then wipe that up and try to clean that up, and he's wiping up the rear. Let's go to Sky Boy.
Hey, man, I got a little downtown in the west side right now. Well, I tell you, you can't dance in. You're going to feel that with a hump. Well, you're going to feel that in the morning. It was good, a boy. It's good. It is sweet pants.
You know what we got now? We have
Regional traffic.
Yeah, and here's Bob Bacon.
I feel like they found the parkway right now. I got to tell you, we have a certain, and there's a very serious ligament, right? And there's a ligament on the ligature. I got Burton Lane, and he's out there. CHP's already told us. Got Merton Furton has told us, and Merton has got stuff with Jack Ben.
That's right. We've got a multi-car accident down at the Flat Patton Freeway. If you take the 16 mile sunset.
All right, that's his Burton of the 12th. Have a good Sky Boy.
Who have traffic. Let's get to it right now before I flip my lid. Here he is, Bob Bacon.
Hey, Bill, right now, the FM freeway. We got a very loud and I found some action. And Shalanda Rives, she's about there. If you go about the 15 freeway, you go down the eyebrow. I'll tell you that your eyebrows are probably going to be ringing together. Give me a unibrow before now. Let's go to Sky Boy.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry, traffic.
Well, let's do some traffic right now. Bob Bacon with the traffic. Bob?
Hey, Bill, right now, the chief rat is the 15th freeway. If you go downtown today, I suggest you don't go downtown because you're going to find yourself with a creepman. And the Klingon, right now, the Klingons are coming out to have the Romulan there, Bob Sprite. Bob Schwartz is down there with the Romulan Empire. We're going to check it in with him a little bit later on. Right now, let's go to Sky Boy. Sky Boy, live with him.
Back, world famous Phil Hendry show, but first let's
show traffic.
Go up the traffic here.
Well, right now, it's a 15 to 5 freeway. It's really time. I got thrill out there. There's some people out there. They're going to thrill kill, and it's thrill night out there with the treatment. So if you trip the treatment, you go to that Sherman Bob, you got to have that right and make sure the upgrade and the carbon, too. Let's go to Sky Park.
Traffic.
Down there. Let's go around to Sky Boy.
I'm hiding up this
right now, we have to take a look at the traffic. And Bob Bacon, Bob.
Well, sir, right now, the road is icy, and I'll tell you, they have that sinkhole up there on I-5, and I'm telling them the I-5 is sinkhole to JP, and they have told that problem, and there's a man falling right. If you're on the front, it's your name, Pollyanna. I kept that. Have you got that? Okay, the second. Let's go up to the West Skyboy.
Bob Bacon.
I feel right now they have some freeway. They got a 3-pound bounty down there. 2-pound three. There's about 3 pounds and 15 of the trucks swinging meat down there. Take a spot out. You got that right. Anyway, I'll be 3 pounds. I'll swing that thing out. 3 pounds in. Bring it on down. We'll cross off. Yeah, 9 pounds. Let's go over to Skyboy.
We got to do traffic, and we have traffic right now. Of course, it's our good friend,
Show traffic.
Bob Bacon. Bob.
Hey, Bill, right now we've got the freeway. I got on a Boston. We're in the Boston freeway right now. We're going to be in L.A. right now. But right now with the Boston freeway, we're going to have the Boston Carmel, the Boston Massacre. Hey, if you got a seat button, if you got a seat around, make sure you got this seat button. Put your seatbelt on and go down to the Seaquarium. The Seaquarium until March the 15th. That's March the 15th. That's next year. That's a whole year away. It's Bob Bacon. Let's go to the Skyway.
We got, of course, get to the traffic right now with Bob Bacon. Bob?
I tell you right now, that's right, then. I got to tell you right now, it's looking to be a really, really tough ride here downtown. You're going to have to bring it up a trap and bring out that trap can. Bill, you got your trap going down that crap can, and it's nothing but a crap can ride in town. Go up there on Skyboy.
All right, Bob. I'm down the same thing. If you find your way down there, you have to turn it off. Boy, I tell you what, you better grab your bag, then, because if you grab your ankles, bend over and kiss your ass goodbye. You're a sky baby.
Let's go over to traffic now because
traffic.
We got to get our act together, man. We got to get this show on the road. We got out there. Bob Bacon is out in the highways and byways. Bob.
Hey, Bill. Right now, there are freeways out there. And if you've gotten out of town, you probably found that you're out of town. But you're wearing a pair of pants that are out of town. Get being sure of it because this has started at 5 a.m. It's going to be a wild one, and the route for the wild one too. Hey, Channel 19 has got the great movies for you coming up tonight. It's going to be Slob. That's Slob. That's the great 1958 classic with the Martin and Elmer Brothers. And also the car ride. That's Slob at 9 o'clock tonight. Bounce up Channel 19. Go on out of Skyboy.
Hey, Mom. I'm going to spare a big one. I just wanted to round the thing up, and I got a hot spot going in. It looks like that hot button going to be up, and I'm going all the way down. And a man come downtown with South State. And away then. Here's Boy Scott Baby Sweetman. Down, and I'm talking to Lloyd, and I'm Jeff Smith, and I'm down in the
Well, what a waste of time.
I love it, man. I love it. There it is, folks. That is our Bob Bakian Marathon for today's podcast. Tonight, we've got the chat. Don't miss us. 9 o'clock. It's the Phil Henry Show chat with all of our chat, with our chatters. Starts at 9 o'clock. You have to have a BSP to check that one out. Now, thank you again for requesting. That was nice listening to Bob. I think one of him, though.
One of Bakian goes a long way.
I had another note I wanted to make here. I don't remember what it is, but I'll remember somehow. All right, folks, see you tonight for the chat. Tomorrow it's going to be, tomorrow it's Saturday Cinema.
It's a jam-packed weekend.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. What the hell is...
some music.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Jesus H. Christ.